There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. I feel like Brett mentioned that just a minute ago, like we're ducks and we're like, that's how I feel the last couple of days. We are paddling like crazy and I don't know if we're moving, but
yeah. But at the same time, I think it's an exciting year. I always love this time of year because what we're going to be going through today is goal setting and planning, and you know, to do this right before the beginning of the year to kind of get your mind straight and set new goals for the year. So it's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff we're talking about, you probably should have done a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but it's not too late.
No.
We're the first week into the new year, and we hope, all of you have had a wonderful celebration and welcome the new year and ready to attack it. So that's, we love this time of year. Joni and I always, for us, we use this time at like, especially the last week or the week leading up to Christmas, we try to take a lot of time off, and we'd really try to, number one, spend time personally and just decompress and relax. But we also take some time, alone time, and usually, drop the kids at the grandparents and really, really plan and decide like, what do we want to accomplish personally, business-wise, any goals we want to accomplish, and where we're headed and anything that we need to improve on in our lives.
Right.
And we spend some really quality time.
Yeah. And this year we kind of did something a little different where we actually took the entire calendar and even kind of mapped out our trips for the year and like where we're going to be at, what speaking events, because as you get, our lives are crazy busy now, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to be efficient with with our time.
Every year we're having to be more and more efficient with our calendars. And so a lot of times we just set goals and then we're like, we kind of roll into it, but then things just start happening,
right?
And bookings and speaking and travel and masterminds and all that. This year, we looked at the entire year and went through, took it month by month and looked at, when are we going to, because what's happening is once we get through the year, especially happened last year, we just started to all of a sudden realize, oh crap, we have like three things this week or we have, and we were just exhausted.
Well, for me personally, I don't say no to a lot of things. Mm. So for those of you out there that's hard for you to say no when events happen, you have your whole year planned out. So it's just easier to say, well, no, I'm booked that time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And hopefully you keep to that this year because
last year
I'm like, are you serious?
But...
And then I was like, I told Joni that's tonight. So I told her yesterday, I was like, hey, I got basketball practice for Lucas and so you're going to stay with me? And she said, no, I have an event, a quest. I'm like, no, we didn't talk about this. It's not in the calendar. She said, yes, it is. It's in the calendar. And I said, well, I thought that wasn't like for sure. And you're like, well, no more last minute. No, I told you. So, I mean, now if it's in the calendar, we understand. And there's still going to be some stuff that comes up. But I think everybody can relate. And if you have busy lives and kids and all that, it gets harder and harder as you get busier. So
planning ahead is a must. And, taking that time to really line out your personal goals, your family goals, and then your business goals if you work together. So
correct. And we took one of those big wall calendars, and then we just did it month by month. Mm-hmm. And so we could see, and I color coded it. So it had like personal stuff. We even went and did our date nights month by month.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody's traveling, when we're doing kids stuff, when we're doing family stuff, and then and when we have business stuff. So it's kind of neat. And we looked at like, we're planning on taking another 4 weeks and working remote somewhere this year. And so we laid that out and what it's going to take to do that. And so some fun, and I think it's going to be an awesome year.
Yeah. So take that time, guys. If you haven't planned out your year or, you know, goal set, take that extra time to do it, because it really kind of, feels good afterwards.
So, I mean, the big thing that this time of year, most people set New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on that?
My opinion, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, everyone sets New Year's resolutions to, you know, I want to start lifting weights, or I want to start working out, and then by the fourth week, they just fizz out of it, and they don't fulfill that. Mm-hmm. I believe in setting intentions, right? Goal setting.
Intentional goals.
Yeah. How about you?
I love New Year. I like the thought of it, and I like the new year a little bit to reset. I agree with you, and I agree that it shouldn't be just once a year that you set a goal and whether you accomplish it or fail it, and then you don't start it again until the following year. I don't agree with that. Especially most people are going to fail at some point. But I think you need to be passionate about that goal. It needs to be, you need to have some emotion mm-hmm. by it, that you really, no matter, because it's going to get hard, and there's going to be mountains and obstacles and things that are going to come in front of it. And so I think you're going to need to have enough passion behind it to be able to weather through that. And you want it bad enough that you're going to get through it. So I don't believe in just setting it at one time, but I do like the idea of at least mapping, because most people work like in business sense mm-hmm. where you have the end of the year, you end the business year, the calendar year, just like all our businesses end on December 31st.
So, right.
And then you start next year with zero sales, zero income, and you build it again, and you have these goals. So I think it's easier for people to relate to that. And I think it's, so they do it personally as well. So I think for business wise and personally, it's good to set your goals at the beginning of the year. And it doesn't mean that you can't set new ones throughout the year. We do that as well. But I like, so it's not necessarily New Year's resolution. I don't know if I answered your question. I don't know if it's New Year's resolution, but at least goal setting and taking this time to really map out your year and all that. So resolutions, no, it doesn't have to be necessarily or that used as in that language. And I just believe that you should be intentional about, like you said, I think you need to have a clear and a clear goal that you can measure it. Because number one, you got to be able to measure it. It's got to be very clear on mm-hmm. what you want and the outcome. And then you got to have a deadline, you know, or else, you know, it's not worth having. Right. So I think everybody works off deadlines a lot better. So mm-hmm. you need to have and then kind of re-engineer it backwards. So if you want it by this date, what steps are you going to take monthly and then weekly in order to hit that? And then you set your scorecard or your measurables that are going to get you to that end goal.
Absolutely.
So, and that's, I think, what you should lay out. So you can maybe do that, you know, after you meet, you know, and we like to do it together, because I feel like as a husband and wife, or as a partnership,
you have to be aligned.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I think it's got to be, if she's doing her own thing and I'm doing my own thing, we're going to have conflicts throughout the year, which we just talked about, you know, just a minute ago, where I had something planned and she had something planned, and, you know, obviously we weren't on a line there, but
we're both visionaries, so we both have different visions. And so we have to get together to kind of bold our visions
and
together.
We like as a couple to set our goals together as far as like financially what we want to accomplish, or those 4 weeks that we want to work remote in a different country, and all those things that and time off and that kind of stuff. So we want to do it together and make sure we're aligned together and we're excited about it and why we're working so hard and what we're doing. So,
and that's the same thing with if you're running in an organization, you know, you want to do that with your team, because mm-hmm. you want your team to be bought into, you know, whatever goals you set.
Absolutely. So one of the big advice or tips that I can offer our listeners is, make sure you're focusing on the leading indicators that lead up to accomplishing that goal. I think all too often we're focused on the lagging indicators. So let me give an example. So it's much easier when you talk about like business wise. Mm-hmm. So like say you want to 30 new doors by in the next, or 30, you want 30 new doors every month for the next quarter.
Right.
Well, you start re-engineering that backwards. Okay, what is it going to take for me to bring on 30 new doors a month? And then you look at, okay, well, it's going to take 50 meetings. I got to meet with 50 different owners or sellers to get those 30 new doors. Okay, in order to get 50 meetings set, I need 150 leads. Okay, well, now if I need 150 leads, I need to do 30 text blasts, and I need to do 500 cold calls to get those 150 leads.
Right.
Well, there you just set up your scorecard, because now you can look at, okay, I need every week to do 100 texts and 500 cold calls in order to get to that 150 leads, which will give me 50 meetings, which will give me 30 doors.
Yeah, that's, so that's then that, detailed.
So that's a leading indicator, because those are things that you can do today that are going to get you to
those results,
the lagging result, which would be your 30 doors a month. So
absolutely.
I think on a personal, give me a good personal one. Do you, can you think of one off the top of your head? I'd say like diet, because that's common, right? So I want to, one of my goals is I want to lose 17 pounds by the end of this quarter. So in order to do that, there's, I need to, number one, eat my...
get your protein in.
185 grams of protein. So I measure all that daily. And so I'm tracking everything I eat every day to get me to that diet. And then I need to exercise 6 days a week. So I keep track in an app, my workouts. And so I'm tracking, which is my scorecard, my eating and my nutrition, and then my exercise to get me to that.
So that's
awesome. Another way.
No, that's great. So so you should be tracking actions that lead to the results.
Correct. Right? Yes. And be very, again, detailed, measurable, and then have a deadline of when you want to accomplish it. And write it down. I think it's really, really important.
Yeah, that's a good point. Whether it's in your journal or, in your, I know that you like to use your planner, your day planner, and you write it down there. So. Yeah.
And if you need like a motion to get behind it, I still believe in like, we talked about, I don't remember what podcast it was, but it was like a vision board. And it was just something, you got to see it. You got to be able to visualize it. So, I mean, whether you post a picture of you, 20 years ago and, ripped and all that, and you're like, that it could be me again.
Or sign up for the competition, Sean. Yeah. I'm with you on that if you want to do that.
No, thank you. Yeah. I know that helped Joni was like signing up for a competition. And so she had a deadline. She had certain, and it was a hard deadline because she's going to put herself out there to everybody. And so that could be something you do, or sign up for a marathon and then get a coach and then, sign up. Okay. And your coach will tell you, you got to do this much running on this time and this thing. And then you track it. Something else I think is share it with somebody.
Yeah. Have somebody that you can be held accountable to. Right. I mean, that's crucial. Like check-ins with a friend, colleague, whatever. Yeah. I think that really, really helps.
If somebody that I think be smart with it. Cause I think, some people are, if you went to your mom, she might just be like, oh, honey, it's okay, But if you went to...
Somebody that's going to push you, right? Yeah. And that's a key thing with when I entered the fitness competition, like getting that trainer. I mean, I had a trainer that was constantly on my butt every single day. So to not miss a meal, to not miss a workout, waking up at the 5 o'clock in the morning every day.
I mean, he would even... And yes, we paid him to be your trainer. And so we... That can be somebody, but I mean, so maybe it's not free, but it's like, we still, her trainer like really kept her accountable and was texting her like what, 3 or 4 times a day. Did you get your meal in? Did you get your exercise in? And it helped.
Right. And even a mentor, a coach, I mean, we have mentors to this day too, and somebody that you can check in with. Like if you question yourself, you can say, hey, look, like, I don't know, my mind's messing with me today. Like, what do you think about this?
Correct. And then you talked about business earlier and business goals and setting those. And we went through a lot of personal stuff there. But as far as business-wise, if you're running an organization or a small organization, I mean, every year we do, I think we've talked about one of the podcasts, our meeting schedule. So we do our annual retreat for our leadership team at the beginning of every year. And then we meet quarterly to go over our quarterly goals and quarterly rocks. And then we finish at the end of the year again, at our annual, which we're doing this weekend. And so we get first weekend of January, and we're going to do, we try to make it fun. Joni and I have always felt like our leadership team, you know, spends a lot of time. They give a lot. They put a lot of extra on their plate, you know, just to be part of the leadership mm-hmm. team and the responsibility. Yeah. And so we try to reward them. And so we've done trips, you know, to do, and stayed at an Airbnb and it's try to do some fun things. And this year we're sticking in town, but we're going to go to a basketball game, the Rockets, and we're going to hopefully eat good food and have fun. But then we spent a whole day in a conference room going over some of our metrics.
And I think the goal with this is somewhere offsite. Yeah. So if you and this comes from the EOS book, the Entrepreneurial Operating Systems. So if you haven't read, do you know the author of that one?
Where are you putting me on the spot? EOS, Traction.
Traction, there you go.
It's a good book, but also Scaling Up is where we've gotten a lot of this from. Two different ways to run your organization, but both are very effective.
Right, so. Yeah. So, you know, we took it from the Scaling Up and EOS, and mm-hmm. I think it's important that you have an offsite meeting so you can focus on some of these goals.
Yeah, and so what we do, you know, what we'll go over at our offsite annual retreat is our leadership team will get together. It's offsite. We're staying at a hotel. We start off the day with looking at, like, what did we accomplish mm-hmm. last year? So, because you got to celebrate the wins and celebrate your successes. And so it's always awesome to see where we ended up and, you know, how many rocks did we complete? Right. So how many big tasks and goals did we complete? And it's amazing. You know, our team's awesome and incredible. And it's amazing to see. At the end of the year, we've talked about this before. It's a little incremental things that get you somewhere, like to taking big steps. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the little rocks that we've done every quarter and then compounding those on top of each other, how far we've gone and how many rocks we've completed, it's like, it's amazing. And you think, you look back and you're like, well, yeah, we have the systems and awesome processes and all that. But it started with these little rocks, you know, problems. And then we addressed them. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty neat.
Yeah,
and then
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then you look at your financials and where you ended up at the end of the year. And that's, again, lagging indicators. Yeah. Like, what was your end result? And again, it goes back to the lagging. And then we're going to get into some leading here in a minute. But
then we go through the SWOT analysis as well.
Yeah. So we do.
Strength, weaknesses, trends.
Correct. And then I think first, though, you start off with, once you've looked at your past, you make sure you look at where you headed. So you initially want to look at, where's your BHAG? Where are you as leader steering this big ship
right.
to? And what direction are you taking it? So, you know, your BHAG is your big, hairy, audacious goal. So it's something huge that you need to accomplish, but it's something where you can at least see yourself going, and then you want to align everything that's headed that direction.
Right.
So make sure your strategy. So we mm-hmm. talk about strategy and where we're headed and making sure it's still the same goal or strategy, or do we need to reset it, or, you know,
that we have lost.
Correct.
Absolutely.
And then who we are. So we always review our mm-hmm. Core values and our mission statement and making sure
it's aligned as well.
Correct.
Right.
So if you haven't done those are the first two things you should do, is you mm-hmm. should have a strategy and you should know who you are. And if you haven't developed your core values, you need to develop those with your team. Because whether or not you have them written down or not, you have core values and hopefully it's the right one. So you want to make sure that you have
even if you are the team,
yeah.
do that.
Correct. Or just you and your spouse.
Exactly.
Have it all down. Because mm-hmm. you're building something. And so start off with the right fundamentals.
Right.
Make sure you're the same. And then, like Joni said, the SWOT analysis. So you look at your strengths, your weaknesses, trends, what's coming at you this year.
Yeah. What do we need to be aware of?
Right.
Right.
COVID's coming back. So how are we going to handle that? And, you know, is it going to hurt us? Is it going to, what if we have a shutdown again? What's, you know, interest rates? What's it going to affect us?
Where are we weak?
Yeah. What team members are weak? Do we need to upgrade? Are we, you know, all that. So you look at all the, and then what are your strengths? Should we capitalize more on our strengths? What do we do well?
Mm-hmm.
Can we take advantage of that
exactly.
more?
Exactly.
And then
goals and accountability.
Correct. Set your goals and who's going to do it?
Who's going to do it? That's the biggest thing, is who's going to do it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think a lot of times we think that, especially if you're running bigger organizations, you think that the who is you, right? But it doesn't necessarily need to be you. Maybe somebody else in your team, you're just leading that.
Correct. Right. You're just organizing. You're taking responsibility of making sure that goal is going to be completed, but you might delegate it to somebody else if you're on the leadership team. But and then we establish our annual goals for 2022. So we go over all our goals, create like a KPI report and a sheet that everybody can see. And then we break those annual goals down into rocks. Quarters and break them up into quarterly rocks, like you said. But just like how I was talking about earlier, you break down or re-engineer your end goal, your lagging end goal. You want to break down every quarter. Okay, what is it we need to do? If we want 10 million in sales, okay, what do we have to do every quarter to get there and so forth? And then you break down, your rocks
and
for the quarter.
And also making sure that your rocks aren't just tasks, right? Because I think a lot of times we set them as like to-do lists, like, oh, well, I'll just get that done next week. Mm-hmm. That's not a rock.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Rocks are bigger projects, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word. But it could be a project. It could be something that needs to be researched, something you need to collaborate with the rest of your team. It might be that a couple people work on a rock together to accomplish it. But usually something – give a good example. Do you have a good rock?
Year we said we wanted to have a really good referral program, right? And so somebody was in charge of leading that realtor referral program, and then we delegated, okay, what are the different pieces that need to go with that realtor referral program?
That's a good one, yeah. And then you review your rocks as well that you have not completed from the prior year or the prior quarter.
Right, and see if you want to roll them over to the next year. Or maybe it doesn't, like we've had rocks before that say, you know what, that doesn't fit where we're going anymore. So let's remove that.
And then once you had your rocks and established, then we look at our scorecard. So we develop, okay, in order to hit that rock, what are we going to have to do? What leading indicators will get us to accomplishing that rock? So
you take the realtor referral program again.
Yeah. So it's going to take, give me something with it that I can't think right now.
So what are the components of the realtor referral program that we'll need? We'll need, somebody that's going to be listing the properties, right? Mm-hmm. And how that kind of intertwines with, our investors and sending that out to our investor database. Mm-hmm. So the little things that go with that.
The presentation, realtor referral would be like the presentations at the realty offices and who's going to lead that and how many presentations per month would they have to do and
correct,
and laying all that out. And then once you're ready for the quarter, you have your rocks, you have your scorecard, and then we just look at key issues. So we identify which IDS, which stands for issues, discuss, and solve. So any key things that maybe have come up over the last year that you need to talk, maybe it might be an employee, and that you guys need to address, and maybe it's a strategy that's not working. Maybe it's a culture issue, or something like that, and you need to tackle it. And so we go over all the, any bigger issues that we need to address to make sure that we can accomplish our rocks for, that's not going to hold us back for the next year.
Yeah.
And then we go out and we usually have fun. Yeah, after that. So we usually try to do dinner and go out. And I think last year we went to a nice dinner and then we went out pool playing, right? Like a pool. I've never been to a pool hall. We went in Florida and we had a lot of fun.
It's a good time. But I we get to also get to know your leaders on a personal level as well, which is important to us.
We spend
a lot of time with them. Not only in our office, but outside of the office as well.
Correct. So hope that would help. I hope that you guys got something out of this. I hope you guys are going to go and crush it this year and accomplish all your goals.
Yes, we
are. It's going to be a big year. So we're excited. I think the market's going to be still hot, and we're going to have a great and successful year, and I'm sure majority of you are as well. So
take that time if you haven't done this already with your family, your spouse, and just with it, or with just your business.
Yeah, and go crush it.
Yeah. So, take everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolfsDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.